Hi, this is Heather Markell, the Bullbuster, and founder of the Bullbuster Cafe, where we bust through our bull by grabbing the truth by the horns and empowering our lives. Welcome to another episode of The Lies I Tell Myself to Keep on Living the Wrong Life. This is a series all about the stories and lies that we make up in our mind anytime there's an area in our life that maybe isn't going so well. And what these lies and stories do is help us to pretend that we're happy being unhappy. And when we do that, we further our cause of doing absolutely nothing to change our situation for the better, and then we hang out in limbo and just complain. And I'm telling you these lies and stories in the hopes that they will help you to bust through your own BS and create a happier, more honest, and authentic life. So, today's lie of the day is, my left leg is made for other people to sit on. What I'm referring to here is being a victim and believing that it's a true statement. I carried this one around with me for a really long time. For some reason, for a year, these large women in public transportation just seemed to think that my left leg was a seat. I'm not kidding you here. It's like it was always the left leg, and they would just sit down on it like it was part of the seat. And what did I do? I would go into instant victim mode. In my head, I'd be really angry. Why didn't they notice me? I was here first. They should have to get up, not me, damn it. In other words, wah, 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 poor me. Well, all this self-victimization came to a head one day on the New York City subway. I was all alone on a row of seats, and suddenly found myself sandwiched between not one, but two obese women. The one on my left had five Macy's shopping bags and practically had to do a split in order to gather them between her legs. I had absolutely nowhere to move when she sat down next to me because of the other woman on my other side, but apparently Macy's bag lady felt that I should come up with some invisible room for her. And what did she do? She literally shoved me, and being the difference in our sizes, it was kind of like the force of a Mack truck against a feather, and I found myself violently shoved against the poor woman on my right, who said absolutely nothing at all. So I turned to my left, and I asked Macy's woman, "Where did you think I could go?" And she replied, "You could close your legs. It's not like you have a penis or anything." Now, in retrospect, this is quite funny, and I wish I had said, "You don't know that for a fact," or, "Sure I do," and whipped one out of my purse. But sadly, in the heat of the moment, I was really upset. I had tears welling in my eyes, and I was so stuck in victim mode, I just couldn't speak. But later on, when I processed the incident and, you know, looked at it again and again, it dawned on me that if I stopped going into the poor me thoughts, I had the power to get up and move. Or I could exclaim, "Hey, my leg is not a seat." And sure enough, a few weeks later, I had a chance to put this to the test. I got on a bus this time, and I was sitting by myself and near the back, and a large woman got on, and I swear to God, the bus was practically empty, but it's like she saw me, and it was like I was a beacon for her, and she comes running over towards me and sits down next to me on my left, and guess what? Sits on my leg. But this time, I got up, and I felt empowered, and you know what? I have never had the problem again. Go figure. So I'm using this story to illustrate the power that we have to shift ourselves out of poor me thinking to create a more empowering choice that could ultimately free you of a horrible pattern like being seen as a seat instead of a person. So today's call to action is try to notice where in life you find yourself sinking into sadness and self-victim mode. If you can actually notice it, that's a perfect first step. Then, when you're ready, see if you can come out of victim mode after the fact and find a more positive approach to the problem so that you can be prepared the next time it happens. And that concludes today's lie of the day, and you can learn more about the Bullbuster Cafe and strategies to kick the bull in your life at thebullbustercafe.com. Until next time, this is Heather Markell. Bye-bye.